Yeah, it's been a while. Thanks for having me on once again.
Oh, no, not a problem, mate. It was, God, gee whiz, we've been through umpteen lockdowns and all types of things since I last spoke to you. Back in the ring and going pretty well, though.
Yeah, it's been good. I've been back at, with Mick at Millennium Madura Martial Arts, and it's been good. It's sort of reignited my passion. Got a few guys. One of the guys fought on the same card as me. I've got a lot of guys coming through. Got a good fight team, so it's been good. Just being able to push through and get a bit more motivated, which is good.
Well, we're all flying pretty blind there for a while, but you think a change of scenery has actually reignited the fire?
Yeah, I reckon it's everyone's sort of pushing for that same goal, and so I'm feeling good. No one sort of knew what was going on, but then this promotion come up and they're just like, we're doing the event with or without crowds. So I'm like, good. So that actually, instead of having a whole bunch of events get cancelled, for them to say we're doing it with or without crowds, it's good for us.
Did you have a crowd there?
Yeah, we did end up getting a fair bit of a crowd, which was good. Had a few people come down from Majura and support as well.
Well, when you think about it, Jesse, the vaccination rate is so high now, there's no reason just not to go back to nearly normal.
Yeah, exactly. And, it was pretty much, I think they removed some restrictions and stuff last Friday, and then that was, we literally had a full crowd at the Melbourne Pavilion. It was great to have that support behind me. Plus, it was his hometown, but it was good just to have a few people there cheering on.
Well, while we're on that subject, I suppose when you're in a fight, it doesn't matter who's watching it, but I suppose when you got support there, it would make a big difference, wouldn't it?
Yeah, of course. I've always been the sort of, say, underdog, coming from a juror, I haven't really ever had that hometown advantage.
Yep.
I've had it a couple of times, and it just feels great when you've got people cheering for you, such, instead of booing you. So it's a bit of a change of scenery, I say.
Yeah, it was a good win. You must have been happy with a good win like that. It's your first one back in the ring after a few months now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the first one since March, and it's my first decision win too. So I've never actually been two decision and one. So, I know, everyone wants to get the first round knockout, first round submission. But this one was me and Mick come up with a great game plan, and we executed it from A to B. There was no, detours or anything.
So that's... Keep going. So that's more fulfilling as a fighter than actually a quick knockout and win.
Yeah, because sometimes when you knock somebody out, they'll be like, oh, you got lucky.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but this one was just like I won every single round, and it's like, there's no doubt that he lost the fight. It wasn't like a split decision. It was just a dominant performance from start to finish.
Now, for the average sports fan listening this afternoon, we'll explain the difference of this, Jesse. You got UFC, which takes place in an octagon cage. Now, MMA is still in the ring, isn't it?
No, it's still in the cage.
Still in the cage.
Yeah, so UFC is... the way we can... UFC is the world-class MMA promotion, so it's still MMA.
Right.
Promotion Hex Fight Series is the biggest in Australia, so it's sort of say NBA, for instance. NBA, you've got your... It's mainly in America. They're the worldwide, but then you've also got your divisions in Australia.
Yep.
So it's sort of... Everything's the same. All the rules are the same. We fight in the cage. Everything's all... We have... Same sort of rules, same sort of weigh-ins and stuff like that. It's just that the UFC is the big
yeah, I'm with
guys.
You.
Yeah,
so, the big guys. What's the cage like? Is it a little bit daunting the first time you get into it, or it just doesn't worry you once you're fighting?
It sort of doesn't worry you as much you're fighting, because you've got someone trying to beat you up.
Yeah, so true.
You've got that adrenaline, so it's safer than a ring, because everyone's saying, oh, the cage is dangerous. It's like... It's actually designed so, the fighters don't fall out.
Yep.
And you can use it for your advantage. Where people, in a boxing ring, it's what we used to fight in before the cage got legal.
Yeah.
That people were falling out, hitting their head on the tables as they're going through the ropes. And so it's sort of, it looks barbaric to people who don't know the sport, but it is a safer
way of doing it.
Yeah, safe way of doing it.
The amount of hours of training that, well, how many months of training went into that fight?
Oh, a fair bit. Like, Mick smashed me. He used to, like, morning session, lunchtime session, afternoon sessions. Like, Mick and all the guys down at Madura Martial Arts, they've put in some hours. Like, I've put in some hours, but they've put some hours into me. I remember one lunchtime session, like, the guys at work are pretty good, and so that, like, I'm able to run off and have a, like, quickly train and then
back to work.
Come back, yeah. But I think one session, I don't think I could get off the floor. I was absolutely wrecked. And then I'd meet just in there going, come on, get up, you better get
You work full time, Jesse. In the middle of your day, that takes great motivation, doesn't it, really? To go head off from work, go and do a training session and back to work again, and then again that afternoon, it's a big commitment.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot of hours, and sometimes you sort of, is the sacrifice worth it? But it is a fair few hours. But plus, you also got to, like, you take your diet into consideration, your recovery. It's sort of like working full time, but it's like another full time job as well.
It would be. What's your next step now? Obviously, recovery, build up your training again. Well, how do you look for your next fight? How do you look for your next contest?
So we're having sort of in discussions at the Mimic are in discussions at the moment with looking for that next match, making sure we've got the match because we've been offered a few already. But the only thing is, we just don't want to. Because we're still on the high from the weekend, we don't want to jump in straight away.
Yeah.
Because we've got Luis Flores and Riley Payne looking, like, Luis has got a match up next weekend. So we're going to go, like, our main goal is to go and support him.
Yeah.
Before we do anything, we're more team orientated instead of the individual. And then Riley, we're trying to get him a match up. But we've got a few guys coming through, like Aiden Ivanovic, he fought on the same night as me.
Yep.
That was his first amateur fight, and he won in the second round, so it was good. It was good to get someone from the gym on the same card, but we're all pushing and looking for that next matchup together as well.
Oh, that's actually a fantastic team atmosphere, isn't it? All from the same gym, and you're looking out for each other and supporting each other. That's a really cool thing, Jesse.
Yeah, I know. It's good because, like, I think I get more excited when my teammates win than when I win myself.
I can understand. Is there any chance that you may end up fighting one of your teammates? Or you're in different weight divisions?
Yeah. We're all in different weight divisions, but it's sort of like family. Like, we are family, so it's like you wouldn't... There's enough people in Australia to fight, let alone your teammates.
So
we do that enough in training. I don't think we need to do it in front of everyone.
In real life. Now, you got to take a little bit of the credit for yourself with this, the Mildura people getting involved. Now, you've sort of set the standard, Jesse, and you've given other people something to work towards.
Yeah, we've had big years. It's sort of like, I sort of don't like to think of it like that myself. I just like doing it. I like setting the example and making, like, getting a pathway for everyone else who wants to get into the sport as well. Like, it's really opened up Madura as the quality that comes through, not in just MMA, but we've got the boxing as well. Like, I just want to show that Madura does have good athletes that come out of here and make it a spot where people can come and train and where athletes are able to come out of and successfully do well.
Have you ever thought about going back to the square ring?
I'm thinking about doing a boxing fight and a kickboxing fight, but it's just sort of, it's just some of those ideas you float up.
Yeah,
sometimes, isn't it?
Well, I'll put it this way: if someone come along with the right offer, do you think you'd do it?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but you're more focused at the moment on MMA.
Yeah, more focus on MMA, but I do want to have a boxing fight too, so that's in the back of the mind. So it just depends on what options come up and what's available at the time, but that's definitely on the cards as well.
Well, there was going to be a tournament come to Sunraysia last year, except for the lockdowns. I don't know if that's still on the cards. I haven't spoken to Stephen Ladd for a while, but...
Yeah, I speak to him a little bit, because I go down and do a bit of boxing down there, and he's that was going to be pretty good. I think I had an MMA fight sort of plan, so I couldn't really jump on that one. But
yep,
that could be on the cards as well.
Yeah, that I was about to say, that could be a door open in that direction, and put that on your bucket list as well. So.
Yeah.
The best thing you can do now, Jesse, is keep fit and keep looking for your next fight. And like you said, don't be jumped straight away at your next opponent. Weigh it up and pick a good one and keep progressing through the sport.
Yeah, exactly. It's just one of those things as well. Try, especially over Christmas, try not to eat too much as I like my junk food and stuff. I'm in some sort of shape now. I try not to lose it too quickly.
I was about to say to you, Jesse, you're in some sort of shape now. I suppose the festive season could be one full of traps, couldn't it?
Yeah, I think that'll be not bad. The last week, I've pretty much haven't been pretty good since the fight. So I've just been, eating a fair bit of junk food. So I need to pull my head back in a little bit.
Yeah, well, because you don't want to get out of shape before Christmas. Then you could be in trouble.
Exactly, especially coming into summer as well. Looking not half bad, and now I think I'm back to square one.
Yeah, one beer and one prawn too many, and look out.
Yeah, exactly.
No, Jesse, it's been great to catch up with you this afternoon. Congratulations on that victory, and mate, hope have a heap more.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks again for having us, and we'll definitely have a chat soon, especially once the lockdowns and stuff are all finished.
Yeah.
I reckon there'll be a few more events coming up.
Should be, Jesse. If I don't speak to you before, you make sure you have a safe and calorie-free Christmas if you can.
Thank you. You too.
No worries, Jess. Thanks for coming on the show.